Good morning. José Manuel Álvarez, the foreign minister, yesterday distanced the country from Poland's proposal to create a coalition to supply Leopard tanks to Ukraine. He appealed for unity among EU members when adopting a decision on the supply of the battle tanks. On Sunday, the Polish prime minister criticised the German government's delay in agreeing to deliver the Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. He threatened to create a smaller coalition, which would go ahead and supply the hardware anyway without Germany's involvement. Speaking after a meeting of EU foreign ministers in Brussels, Mr. Manuel Álvarez said it was what Spain wanted, but there must be no issues that can be decisive because we can't break the unity that is fundamental at this time. And secondly, because that would not be effective for Ukraine, he said. He also showed the need for discretion in order not to give any details about how many Leopard 2 tanks Spain could send to Ukraine if in the end there is an agreement in the EU that includes Germany. During the meeting, the 27 foreign ministers approved the release of a new tranche of €500 million from the EU budget to finance the delivery of military material to Ukraine. The trial of 49 alleged members of a criminal gang linked to the Hells Angels Motorcycle Club began yesterday at a packed session of the High Court, almost a decade after police clamped down on the group's activities in Mallorca. The defendants face a slew of criminal charges that include extortion, money laundering, drug trafficking, pandering and unlawful possession of firearms. The prosecution has requested a prison sentence of up to 13 years and a €4.2 million fine for the German national Frank Hannebuth, who rose through the Hells Angels ranks in the German city of Hanover before allegedly leading the crime gang in Mallorca. Most defendants arrived by foot or by cab to the courthouse with no sign of the distinctive heavyweight motorcycles the gang is known for. The proceedings started with a three-hour delay after prosecutors and some defence attorneys engaged in talks to reach last-minute plea agreements. The presence of a large foreign resident population on the island facilitated extortion practices, so the prosecutor added. And in order to protect the sustainability of the territory, an agreement has been reached on Menorca to limit vehicles to the island from this summer. The number of travellers to the island is increasing every summer, and they want to limit this with these regulations. Ibiza also has a problem with too many cars and will submit a legislative proposal to the government of the islands. The bill should allow the authorities to restrict access to the islands for rental cars and campers during the high season. According to local media, there are more cars than people in Ibiza. The fleet has multiplied by 2.5 times in the last 2 decades to more than 150,000 vehicles registered in Ibiza town. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.